The Packers and Bears sit atop the NFC North Division as they take the field this Sunday. It'll be the 211th time they face off, with a rivalry that started over 100 years ago. It's still going strong among Packers and Bears fans. WWN's Jimmy Gutierrez looks into the rivalry and the ways it's still showing up today.
Are you wearing a Bears jacket right now?
I'm wearing a starter jacket. I don't know if you can really see it.
This is my cousin Zach, and sad to admit, he is a Bears fan. But luckily, he's just about the only one in our family.
What happened to you? Like, how did you end up a Bears fan?
Well, it's a good question, and I actually blame a lot of our relatives for not converting me. But, you know, my parents are both from Milwaukee.
Zach, however, was born outside of friendly Packers territory in Rockford, Illinois. And his first football memory? The 85 Bears.
We had this ridiculous ass-kicking team, 15-1 in the regular season, and then just like rolled through everyone in the playoffs as well.
But that was 40 years ago, back when he was in grade school. And not to rub it in, but that was the same year the first Blockbuster video opened. Zach says, though, keeping up with fandom all these years in this family hasn't been easy.
It's been complicated. I've tried to keep it pretty civil. It doesn't help that it's been a completely one-sided rivalry for almost my entire life. But, you know, it builds character.
Rivalries also go beyond the personal and become communal.
I'm April Manier. I work here at Hanson's Tap, 501 Gould Street, Racine, Wisconsin.
April bartends here at Hanson's.
We always have Bears and Packer fans, and we all yell at each other, but still, we all have fun. They have their jerseys on, exactly. They're proud of it. They'll be their Bears, and we'll be our Packers. You'll see more Packers than the Bears, though. Because we are a Packer bar.
It's not just patrons inside the bar that go back and forth. For a long time, Hanson's had its own rivalry with the local Bears bar, the Shuffle Bear Inn, just a few blocks down the road.
If the Packers lost, we had to roll a barrel down to their bar, down the street and all the way through there. And vice versa was if the Bears lost, they'd have to roll all the way over here. But also, not only, they would have to paint their doors, their opponents, different colors.
The Shuffle Bear Inn has since closed, the space being donated so the adjacent zoo could expand. Meanwhile, Hanson's is still standing. So, you tell me who won. But, as communal as this rivalry is, Packers and Bears, and it can be, it doesn't get much more communal than family and romance, something Sidney Bryant knows all about.
I grew up as a Packers fan. My dad was a huge fan.
Sidney's also from the Racine, Kenosha area, and says that this rivalry has always been present in her life. And then it got even closer.
Once I met my boyfriend, he's also a huge Bears fan, so that's kind of where the rivalry started. When I first brought him home, I wasn't too nervous about myself. Him being like a Bears fan, I knew that I could get over it, but I didn't know if my dad could. I was really nervous, and I told him to not tell him he's a Bears fan or to maybe like not say any jokes or anything like that. And he did not listen.
He wanted to poke the bear, she said. Now 2 years in, her boyfriend Ariel and her dad are buds. I had to ask her, after all this time, Bears boyfriend, Packers dad, where does her allegiance lie?
I feel like my instinct is to root for the Packers, actually. But, like, I want my boyfriend to be happy. But, no, I honestly feel like I'm rooting for the Packers.
This Sunday, everyone here will be glued to the TV. Bears fans like my cousin Zach are optimistic, saying the team looks legit. It's a new day in Chicago.
Every 40 years, I hear the Bears win a chip, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't have another 40 years for them to get this turned around, so they have to do it soon.
As we're getting off the video call, he had a parting message for Packers fans, the most annoying football fans, in his opinion.
They're always going on and on about their community-owned team, but those shares are not worth the paper that they're printed on, so I just think it's, like, hilarious. I'd like to see their dividends. Yeah, I've got some great crypto deals for all the Packers fans who own shares of this team or just some magic beans.
More fuel to the fire for this long-standing rivalry. I'm Jimmy Gutierrez for 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.